Yeah, I'm like Neo now.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
That's Morpheus.
What's going on, everyone? Jurassic Views, Bryce Diamond, post-game against the Boston Celtics. I'm having deja vu, y'all. Another game against the Celtics where we play competitively. This is 3 to 4 games this season. We play competitive. It's, you know, 1, 2, 3 possession game in the final minutes. And we just can't score. In Boston, we had a 4 or 5 point lead, couldn't get buckets, and Derek White was able to get his, and he really took over that late fourth quarter section of the ball game, and they won. There was a game, the first in-season tournament game in Toronto. Raptors battling at one point, had a 1 point lead with less than 3 minutes to go. Schroeder shouldn't have been shooting and calling his own number as much as he did. And the Raps just could not get it done in that game. Defensively, solid. No Gary tonight, no Poeltl. A little deja vu that Poeltl's out of the lineup. Jaylen Brown also out of the lineup. Another moment, a repeated moment, as he didn't play in the last game in Boston. The last game that OG Anunoby actually played. But tonight, good effort. Tried to stay in it. You know, got down 13, 14 points, battled back, did that a couple times, but just kind of repeat, you know. It happens again. We lose to Boston. Now, this season is not over. There's lots of games to be played. Chicago is struggling. Atlanta is struggling. We can obviously make a run to the plan, and who knows? Still January. We could maybe sneak into the playoffs, whether through the play-in route or maybe catching the sixth seed, although I think that is very much out of our control. In that, I mean, the other teams are playing too good for probably us to, you know, be able to sneak into the sixth seed. We find ourselves just kind of hitting our head against the ceiling. And that's okay. We've made a change. It was the right change. That's not a knock on OG Anunoby. It's a knock on the front office's inability, disinterest, stubbornness, conservative decision-making, whatever it is, to get us in a good position to start the season. At the same time, this is the long game. The journey toward a championship takes many years. When Masai Ujiri joined the Raptors in the 2013-14 season, he had just had a trade held back when the Raptors went to their first playoff series in the Masai Ujiri era. And no one knew what the future would hold. They played Brooklyn tough. took them right down to the wire in a 7-game series. Lost with the ball in their hands. The next year, the Raps lose to Washington in a sweep. Unceremoniously eliminated from that playoffs. Paul Pierce, back-to-back seasons, first with Brooklyn, then with Washington, having the last laugh on the Raptors. Kind of a Pat Beverly type character, the way he spoke about the Raptors in both seasons. Just didn't believe in the Raptors. But there's pieces to this team going forward that we can get excited about. There are players, I should say, to get excited about. You've got a 24-year-old Emmanuel Quickley, who is a great player, who can be a starting point guard on a championship-level team. You've got Rowan Barrett, RJ, Rowan Jr. RJ Barrett is a fifth guy, a starter, a fifth guy on a championship-caliber team. He's 23 years old. And you've got Scotty Barnes, who is, his trajectory is to be maybe a number one, maybe a number two on a championship level team. So you've got three guys, and he's 22. I should repeat that if I haven't said it already. Scotty Barnes, RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley, all in a good place to grow together. RJ's got three more years in his contract. You know, Scotty's going to get the rookie max probably this coming summer. And Emmanuel Quickley is a restricted free agent. We will very likely sign him to a 3 or 4 year deal. Those three guys build a pretty good core. You obviously need more. I don't see why Pascal Siakam can't be the number two to Scotty. I don't see why he couldn't embrace the role of like a KCP, Aaron Gordon combined type player to complement Scotty Barnes, Emmanuel Quickley. You know, RJ Barrett, he's a workhorse. He's going to be a complementary player as well. Is he a Michael Porter Jr. type guy? You know? Or is he the Aaron Gordon type guy? Maybe Pascal's more of a Michael Porter Jr. type. But there's no reason why those four guys can't move forward together. Defensively, athletically, there's good balance there. They will need a really strong fifth guy. I don't think this team has it yet with Gary, with Dennis Schroeder, although I think they can help create a good second unit. I think Christian Coloco is an interesting character. I hope that he gets healthy. I was really excited, very, very excited about his season. Probably more than any other bench player, including Precious Achiuwa, coming into this season. I think they've stolen Jontay Porter off the Detroit Pistons. I think he can be a really nice role player. Only 22. Christian Coloco, only 23. I don't know what the future is for Gary Trent Jr. I always hope that guys stay together. Gary has the skill set, has the mentality to be a really great, you know, first or second guy off the bench. And if you had Coloco starting in the long term, you know, Poeltl probably doesn't play past next season, although who knows? But I think Porter and Coloco are the right types of guys. And they're going to learn a lot from Jakob Poeltl, whether they're with him for, you know, 40 more games or they're with him for 140 more games. They're going to learn a lot from Jakob Poeltl. But they are missing, and I had this conversation at the barbershop just a week ago. They are missing one guy. This team does not have the ability to win a championship next year or the year after because they're missing one guy. Just like Masai Ujiri's earlier iteration of a championship contending team. The 2018 Toronto Raptors, having been bounced by the Cleveland Cavaliers in the second round via sweep, the Raptors were missing that guy. They were missing a superstar. And we know the story, 2018 summer. We get lucky. Whether it's fate or the dominoes just fell in the right way, we were able to get Kawhi Leonard. We need that caliber player if we're going to win a championship in the next 3 years with certainly the core of this team. Whether it's three guys or maybe six or seven guys from this roster is missing that level of a superstar. I don't know if we're going to be able to get him next year. We might need to wait a few years. I was hoping Shai Gilgeous-Alexander might be that guy. And we would have had to trade OG and Gary probably a couple picks for him last year. But that's the type of guy we're going to need to get. I don't think Dallas is going to let go of Doncic. I don't think Tatum is leaving Boston. Certainly, Embiid is pretty locked into Philly, although would we want Joel Embiid? I'm not sure. And then Giannis has always been on our minds, but with Dame time arriving, talk about deja vu, in the most critical time of an overtime game in Milwaukee last night, I think Giannis is enjoying Dame time quite a bit. So Giannis isn't going, and Jokic isn't going. Is there any superstar out there who's in their 20s who we would have a chance to trade, whose contract is coming up in the next 2 years? It'd be interesting to do that kind of analysis, those kind of projections and possibilities. But this Raptors team is built pretty well. I think Masai did and Bobby did a really good job of getting Quickly and Barrett. I think there's a number of players on this team, both young and in their prime for their own career path, like Pascal, where there's some really good fit. And maybe next year, you know, it is like the 2014, 15, or 16 season, maybe the 17 season, where we're growing. We're growing together. And for me, there's no reason why this group can't stay together. But it feels a bit like deja vu, doesn't it? If you've watched the Raptors long enough, you've seen them lose to Boston. We've seen this team struggle to start the season and be under 500. Have some pretty good players. We've seen this team take a while. Take 5 seasons before they were able to find that moment to make that extra step. And that's a lot of times what sport is. But for the Toronto Raptors and Masai Ujiri, this is kind of that building block moment, that building block season. And it's not a lot of fun to follow. It's certainly not a lot of fun to follow when you're in Los Angeles playing against LeBron James, who's at the end of his career, maybe his final season, who knows? And you're playing against Anthony Davis in his prime with all the big lights and all the big celebrities on the sidelines and all the pressure on Darvin Ham and that Lakers team as they try to get back, piece together where they were at last year when they made a conference finals run. But nothing is guaranteed. Will they make the play-in? Likely. Will they make the playoffs? Maybe not. But in the game last week, we were in a setting of deja vu once again, as we had to endure terrible officiating. And LeBron James and his team were getting a favorable whistle. We've seen this movie before. However, the best part of this movie wasn't the villain. And the villain certainly wasn't LeBron James, although he acted a little bit like that. No, the villain in this one were supposed to be just extras. They were the guys who were, you know, supposed to be at the studio, just there to get a minimum paying job and a few meals for free, to just show up on screen for a few seconds. But that's not what happened. No, the extras became the villains, and the extras became some of the stars of the show. It was the referees. And one referee in particular, whose name we shouldn't know, but we do, thanks to Fred VanVleet, in a game in Los Angeles last year as we played the Clippers, Fred VanVleet called out Ben Taylor. Because Ben Taylor was not just officiating this game, he was the lead official. And deja vu struck once again as Ben Taylor took over the game, became a villain. And this time it wasn't Fred VanVleet on the microphone roasting the officials. It was Darko. Darko Rakovic, who's become a legend. Some saying that a statue should be built, that an extension should be signed. Incredible. Darko's monologue. And if you haven't heard it, you should. But that was a win. Even though we lost the game, even though this season has been a struggle, Darko, in that moment, helped build trust that he hadn't yet built to that point in the season. And as you're building a championship team, you need skill. You need talent. But you also need a leader, and you need trust. And what Darko did last week in Los Angeles is something Masai Ujiri did back in 2014 when we played the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn was talking shit in the press, and Darko, birthing Jurassic Park, said, "Fuck Brooklyn." That's right. Masai Ujiri said that. We might forget because he's such an ambassador. He's such a diplomatic character. Such a class act. But that's what he said, to galvanize not just the team, but the fan base to that particular group. And Darko Rakovic, last week in Los Angeles, during the press conference, He galvanized our team. He galvanized the fan base. Something we've been waiting for. Nick Nurse couldn't do it. Scotty Barnes hasn't been able to do it. And neither has Pascal Siakam. But we needed someone to be able to do that. We're still short a superstar, but we've got a leader. And we got some really good trust built. And we'll see where it goes. But on a night where we lose once again to Boston, just not having enough, and where it kind of feels like Groundhog Day as we near February 2nd, I just wanted to remind you of some of our history and some of the time and the time that it takes to be able to get to a championship. Hope you're enjoying the NFL playoffs if you're an NFL fan. My team, KC, still in it. But the Raptors season, it's not headed to any, you know, big series moments or big playoff moments, I don't think. But we've got some good things going for us, and certainly a more optimistic future than what we had at the end of last season. All right, y'all. Be warm wherever you are. Peace in Palestine. We'll catch up to you soon. Peace. I think I don't do dreaming.